And he started telling them about him leaving. And you can imagine, after walking with someone like Jesus and what they had seen and what he had done, he started out turning water to wine. He worked and performed many miracles. You know, a disciple never seen that. They never seen nothing like this. Out in the desert, there's 5,000 men with their families. He fed all of them with 2 fish, 5 loaves of bread. He told Peter, go down to the lake and catch a fish. You know, Peter was a fisherman. Peter ain't never caught no fish with money, enough money in mouth to pay his taxes. And they had seen him do all of this. They saw this woman, this widow woman, and the burial was already in session. They were going to bury her son. Jesus stopped the session and told and spoke to that dead boy and told him to get up. He sat up and he gave him back to that widow woman. She that was her only son. And John Gospel, if you read the Gospel of John, he tells us that Jesus did so many miracles. If everything was recorded, everything were recorded. He said, I suppose the world couldn't hold the books. That's 3.5 years of ministry. And he had 12 men. Now listen, he had 12 men. I know Peter was married. I don't know how many of the rest of them were married, but Peter was. I know he was. He had 12 men. Now listen to me now. Those 12 men had to take care of their families, didn't they? Think about it. I know this is not recorded in scripture, but you know that's just good common sense. You married, you got to take care of your wife and children. Right? Jesus provided enough money to pay Peter, James, John, Matthew, Bartholomew, and all the rest of them, Judas. There were 2 Judas. And to pay them salary to take care of their family, take care of their home. They saw this. And plus, on top of that, Judah was stealing out of their treasure. And the disciples didn't even know it. Jesus knew it. He knew he was stealing. But he kept enough money in that to pay their salaries, to provide for their well-being and take care of the home and the family. Because they was working when Jesus found them. Jesus never had anybody sitting on their backside. Everybody he had was doing something. Come on. Amen. Check it out. Matthew was collecting taxes. Peter and John and James were fishing. And you go on down. I guess that's why I like to be a fisherman. Jesus had some fishermen with him. And he changed their occupation, told them now become fishers of men. But let me go on. But look what, because I want to talk about my friend, Holy Spirit. He said, now before the feast of the Passover, Jesus knew that his hour was come, that he should be departed out of the world and unto the Father, having loved his own which were in the world, he loved them until the end. All right. And supper being ended, the devil did what? Having now put into the heart of Judas, that's Iscariot, son of Simon, to betray him. Jesus knowing that the Father has given all things into his hand. Now you listen to that. Jesus knowing that God had put everything in his hand and that he was come from God and went back to God. He raised him. He did what? He rising from supper and laying aside his garment and took a towel and girded himself. All right, good going. After that, he had poured water into a basin and began to wash the disciples' feet and to wipe them with the towel wherewith he was girded. Then cometh he to Simon Peter. And Peter said unto him, Lord, dost thou wash my feet? Jesus answered and said unto him, what I do, thou knowest not now, but thou shalt know hereafter. Peter said unto him, thou shalt never wash my feet, Jesus. Jesus answered, if I wash thee not, thou hast no part with me. This is what Peter said. Simon Peter said unto him, Lord, not my feet only, but my hands and my head. All right, keep going. Jesus said unto him, he that is washed need not what? Save to wash his feet, but is clean with, and ye are clean, but not all. Other word, to make it real plain, because King James will kind of confuse you. it will kind of confuse you the way it talks. Jesus said, Peter, you already took your bath this morning. The only thing dirty is your feet, because you've been walking. You know that they walk, they were dusty. And your feet. And I'm going to wash your feet. And the purpose behind washing the feet was not just to wash the feet. He wanted them to know, if I am your Lord and Master, will humble myself to wash your feet, you should always be humble enough to wash your brother's feet. That was the whole thing. Okay? So we shouldn't get so high-minded. And that's why I'm careful about, I know, I understand leadership, I understand all of that, I understand the authority of the word, but don't be worshiping me above who I am. You understand what I'm saying? We only have one Lord, that's all we can have. Amen? And so Peter, and he said, not all of you clean, what he was saying, in that same statement that Judah was in the midst of them, one of the 12, but he had dirty hands and a dirty heart. That's what he was saying. He wasn't clean. His heart wasn't pure. All right. But he said, he began to tell them, if you'll put that scripture back up, my text, put it back up for us. He said, I pray the Father, he shall give you what? Another comforter, another friend, that he may abide with you forever. How long will he abide with you? Now notice he went on to say to them in verse 17, even what? The Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive because it sees him not, neither knows him, but you know him, for he what? Dwelleth within you and dwelleth with you and shall be where? In you. So, Jesus wanted them to know that he was going to give them another comforter. And so, listen to this. Listen to what he said. When he said that, he said in the 14th chapter, and I'm going to read some, because this, I wish I could read chapter 13, 14, 15, 16, and 17, but I won't do that. But in chapter 14, after he said that, I should have had you put up verse 1 instead of verse 16. If you go ahead and flip back up to verse 1 of chapter 14. And listen to these words, because see, Jesus had walked these disciples had walked with Jesus and they had come to know him. He had become a true friend to them.